quality and organic carbon bound nutrition to you and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the star of our show, the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how you doing?
It's an awesome day, Scott. Thank you for this a glowing and crazy intro, but actually to the point, totally to the point.
Yeah, we're going to talk about something that's, I think, absolutely amazing and groundbreaking technology. Then I'm very, very excited, and I can't wait to learn more about it, because we talked very, very briefly before we came on the air, because I had so many questions. We thought, why not ask the questions while we're live and in Technicolor?
Technisound.
Surround sound. We're available. Not really. We always record this in mono.
Whenever... I think we both are high on something. What is it? Life?
Vibrant vitality.
Yes. The plant. This is something worth mentioning. When you feed your cells at the mitochondrial level, the amounts of nutrients that they require, they actually fire up in a very different way. It's FTP. No. What is it called? ATP. FTPs in computers.
Yeah.
Adenosine triphosphate.
What?
Yeah, that's the line.
Okay.
The chemical. Anyway, the ATP, that's
the source of
your energy at the cellular level.
You're not telling me that I'm high, are you?
I'm telling you high on life.
We both are, and it's absolutely great. It's a lot of fun, and it's amazing what you can do. In fact, I went to... my first hot yoga in a few months, because it's been summertime, and I've been biking and hiking and being out, and I didn't want to be inside. And I took my sister, my nephew, and my son, my 20-year-old son, and we all went and did this hot yoga thing, and the two boys had to lay down. They were getting faint. And I'll tell you, I was, you know, it's really amazing, right? Because after we're done, we're all... mellow as mellow can be for hours. Right? We're just like, oh, it feels so good. It's just kind of this exhaustion but feel good feeling combined, and it was just great. So, there's my plug for yoga.
Yeah, yes, there is. I think there's some sort of a hormonal release that takes place.
There has to be, because we were just like, whoa.
I think it might be oxytocin. You know, the hormone of trust and love. And stability.
The hormone of love. It's a love shack.
Right. Don't go there.
I can start singing it if you want. But what we want to do is we want to talk about intracell technology and what Drucker Labs calls the carbon bond organic nutrition. And I think what we need to start with, and you sort of alluded to it at the beginning there, Martin, was getting the proper nutrition into the cells causes amazing things to happen in the body as a whole. So kind of, how do you do that? Like, how do we get this nutrition to the cells? And are we not doing it when we just sort of, you know, eat our pizzas and Big Macs?
Well, it's complicated.
I like it when you say it's complicated.
Every metabolic transaction that takes place requires a whole bunch of things to be there at the same time. You know, if you eat pizza and if you don't chew it properly, it doesn't get mixed with the ptyalin that's in your saliva, which means that the amylase, the enzyme that's used for digesting carbs, isn't present, so that by the time it gets into your stomach, there's just no chance that the baked goods that you have just eaten are going to be digested.
Right, right.
If there's not enough chloride ion in your intake, meaning if the salt you eat is sufficient and of the right kind, your hydrochloric acid isn't going to supply the sufficient levels to digest the food, and so on. I mean, the complexity of it is just big, big, big. And I don't want to get into all of the details other than to say that. Number one, minerals dictate the quality of the cellular electrolyte. and the quality of the cellular electrolyte reflects the quality of the nerve transmissions, you know, the electric transactions that take place, the transport of nutrients in, toxins out, the general glow, you know, the general life force that's just coursing through this organism. So when you're eating food that's insufficient in mineralization, you just don't have stuff that you need to have.
And that's the key. You've got to get the stuff.
Yeah, we need to have stuff. So, you know, the big question, why do I need organic minerals as opposed to why do I need minerals? I mean, if you just needed minerals, you could just go to the field and eat dirt.
That's a good point. Why can't we go to the fields and eat dirt?
Because you're not a plant. Because it's a plant.
Picky.
I know. Sorry to be making it difficult for you.
But that's a good point. We're not plants, and that's the job of the plant, right?
Right. You don't have the root system that allows you to actually take out minerals and, you know, do photosynthesis and create this energy, the photon, that is bound into a molecule of sugar, organic sugar, or some other substance that stores the energy, so that energy is then transmitted to the animal, like you, and or me, so that we can utilize it for our energetic functioning.
Right.
But if it was that simple, all we needed is eating sugar. Turns out that that's probably the worst thing we can do, because that's just the pure fuel. You know, when you mix sugar water and oxygen, you get tons of energy, but it's sort of like lighting a fire right in the middle of your living room.
Right, and it's also the difference between a hot, fast flame that burns itself out quickly and a log that burns for hours and hours on a fire.
Yeah, that's also a good analogy there. So anyway, the statement should be something like this. Without organic trace minerals as a carrier, vitamins and other nutrients are not effective. And so the function of your cells declines, the immune system weakens, the nervous system goes downhill, and aging kicks in. You know, we have the inflammation, right? The inflammation is essentially the effect of a runaway consumption of too much energy and not enough of the stuff that you need to have with it.
Right.
You know, like if I had a glowing ember, you know, a hot barbecue briquette in my hand without a glove, I would just burn my hand straight, right?
Yep.
And that's what's going on inside the cell. When you're burning a bit of energy, the oxidation that takes place is rapid. Without antioxidants, like the vitamins and phytonutrients and all the other stuff, it just burns whatever it comes in contact with.
Okay, so you were talking about organic minerals.
Yes, I am talking about organic minerals because inorganic, they don't get where they need to go.
So that's different than no pesticides or herbicides are used.
Well, right. I mean, what happens is the fields have been depleted of the right stuff so that the plants that are grown there don't arrive with the necessary nutrients built in.
And I was just wanting to make the point that we're not talking about when you go to the grocery store and they have an organic food section. When we're talking about organic minerals, we're not talking about the same sort of thing. We're talking about a way that you can have the minerals used by the body.
Delivered.
As opposed to, it has nothing really to do with, you know, the organic carrots that you get, right? That's a totally different use of the word organic.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we need to understand the word organic as in organic chemistry. And organic chemistry defines things like carbon bound, you know, like methane being the most simple piece of organic chemistry. It has a carbon and four hydrogens, right?
So, yeah, so we're getting into our Life Enthusiast Co-op chemistry thing here.
Well, I don't think I need to go there. The point is organic, not as in as opposed to industrial, organic as opposed to inorganic.
Right, and this organic minerals is that means that the body can use the, those minerals because we're. If it was inorganic, it would be like you need a certain amount of copper in your diet. Well, we're not talking about a copper wire, and we all know that if we chewed on copper wire, we'd get no copper into our system.
Right.
So that's an inorganic copper. We need an organic copper.
Right. Another word that could be used well is the word chelated. You know, mm-hmm. like when you go to a supplement store, you will hear that this is a chelated, I don't know, like let's just say calcium, you know.
Yeah.
Calcium orotate would mean that this calcium rock was actually reacted with orotic acid and it's now bound in an organic way. Or calcium citrate, you know, where it's citric acid, you know, the acid that makes lemons sour.
Mm-hmm.
So when you mix those two things together, you now have an organic compound and a mineral.
Right. So if you went and just got the regular multivitamin off the shelf at the local grocery store or drugstore, would it have enough of the or enough stuff that the body could absorb to make a difference?
No, it's not possible. I mean, you cannot reduce all that is required for a human body into a pellet the size of a quarter inch wide by half inch long, right?
Yeah, and not only that, it's not going to be absorbed.
Yeah, because it's going to be bound into a non-organic form. You know, the fillers and the I don't know what they use. You know, to make a tablet, you actually need to add some kind of a compound to it, something that's going to make it bake, stick.
Yeah, stay in its shape.
Right. Of course, that's your friend when it comes to packaging and shipping it to people. It's your enemy when it comes to eating it.
Right.
I think I've mentioned it on one of our other podcasts. One of the bigger issues for the city sewage work is getting the undigested supplements out because they just don't dissolve so well.
Yep.
Anyway, so...
So you've been doing some research into organic minerals, and you came across an amazing company that was doing some pretty cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah, you know, this is the serendipity of things. I wasn't even looking for them. The founder, Richard Drucker, called me.
And I said, you know, I'm interested
in the Volixer technology because it looks like something that I should investigate because I want to supercharge my... my products. So tell me about that. And so in the process, I found out about him. Richard started much like many of us in the alternative health field, falling apart. You know, he was a regular guy. He was a scientist with biology and organic chemistry and that sort of background.
Right.
But he fell apart. And the guys in the medical mainstream couldn't fix him. He tried for the longest time. And he suffered. He was in a lot of trouble. And then finally he realized that he's just going to have to fix himself. Just like what happened with me.
Right.
And so that's what he decided to do. And he started in his bathtub brewing this phenomenal thing. You know, his version 1.0 or 0.7 or whatever we'd call that release of that product was pretty crude, but it got him getting better. And
wow,
he was in serious trouble. This has been a while since I spoke to him about it, so I don't remember all the gory details, but it was pretty bad. And maybe I'll find that article and we can post a link to it in the podcast page.
Sure, that'd be interesting.
Anyway, so suffice to say, he was in a lot of trouble. He had to take the less traveled road to restoring a body at its proper function. You cannot restore a body function using chemicals. You have to go back to nature. It has to be natural stuff, natural building blocks. And Richard figured out a way to reduce a lot of organic material into a liquid concentrate so that in a 1 ounce dose of liquid, you're getting, I think it was 400,000 milligrams of, did I get the number right?
I think it's 144,000.
Pardon me, 144,000 milligrams of carbon-bound minerals. Like, that's a huge dose. And he actually has put together a product called Intramax that has over 415 carbon-bound organic micro-complex nutrients in a liquid form. You know, we've talked about our Exula superfoods a lot, right?
Yep.
They are in the natural powdered form. So, you know, we use juices and water to liquefy them and hope that the nutrition gets delivered at the cellular level. Richard took it a step farther. He's actually liquefied it and made it into a fluid which is stable and ready to be absorbed.
And that's probably a very, very highly absorbed state then.
Right. It's ready to be absorbed, ready to do its work. Sure enough, it's not cheap, you know. The monthly supply is $80 for this product. But it does wonders. One of the biggest things in Richard's discovery was using the natural decomposition process that nature would use, the fulvic acid. You know, these are, I mean, fulvic acid itself is the end product of the nature's decomposition process. You know, this is what the plants use at their roots to extract the minerals out of the soil.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Right.
So basically that's how we've got the inorganic rocks in the ground, and this is what pulls those rocks out of the ground into the plant.
Yeah, into the organic complexes.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that fulvic acid can do for people? I guess number one would be it's very bioavailable.
Right. That's the top of the thing. You know, intracellular detoxification. Meaning, you will get stuff out of cells that otherwise would be stuck there. Mm. You know, like a toxic cell is either cancerous or at least malfunctioning to the point of being aged. You know, like that the external signs are like the wrinkles and the puffiness and the tiredness and the squeak and creak and pop and whatever, right?
Yeah.
All the body functions that are declining, they're mainly declining because the toxins are not being removed from within the cells out of them so that they can be cleansed. Essentially, we're turning into a swamp.
Right.
And we're putrefying, rotting in the, you know, on the spot. So the fulvic acid is the tool that can help us detoxify at the cellular level, remove the toxins. That's like big deal. Big, big deal.
Yeah. And it's naturally chelated.
Right.
So it's basically completely inorganically complex. And organically, by that we mean our bodies can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've often talked, when we've talked about Exula, about the particles being very finely ground. It's like the marbles, and we only absorb what's on the outside of the marble. So
right.
You want lots of little itty-bitty teeny-weeny marbles, not big, huge, massive
That's
marbles.
Right. Yeah, we want BBs, not bullets.
That's right. So the fulvic acid is also very, very small molecularly.
Right, but also, you know, he's taken it to the point of it being liquid. I mean, we're going so small that it's actually running.
Right, right. So that's, So as a liquid, it's even more absorbable.
Right. I mean, he's taken it to the point where I would take my superfood powder and I would chew it and I would mix it with liquid and I would have it ready now for digestion.
And he's already got that done.
Yeah, that's the stage it's at. It's this wonderful thing. Science shows that fulvic acid bridges the gap between inert trace minerals and living 100% organically complexed trace minerals, polyelectrolytes, and metalloenzymes. Well, whatever that all means, those are big, long, ugly words.
Yeah. But we know that we always want to have good enzymes, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, without enzymes, you're dead. I think that's the difference between a
kind of the bottom line.
Functioning and not functioning organisms. When the enzymatic reactions stop, life itself stops.
Right. Yeah, not a good thing.
Mm-mm. No. So, okay, so what do we tell here about this? Well, we have three different products. We have the Intramax, which is all in one, all singing, all dancing, take an ounce of this a day, and live happily ever after. We have Intramin, which is just the minerals. It's for people who think that they have things handled but need more minerals. And then there's the Intrakid, which is a child's version of the Intramax. And that's the most wonderful thing because it's naturally sweetened with something, I think it's a peach flavor. And it's actually tastes great, and kids thrive on it, and that is a big deal.
Right, right. So, why would I want to have this?
Like, well, okay, so aging of your automobile is expressed in the rusting of its shell. It starts as little spots first, and then half of the fender goes, and then the whole thing just falls apart. And if the structure falls apart, you can't even get a wheel adjustment because it's just falling apart completely.
Right.
Now this rusting, that's oxidation. Okay? As in,
yep.
Iron, Fe, mixed with oxygen in the presence of acid, turns into Fe2O3, which is the rusty color instead of the shiny color form of the steel or the iron. So that's rusting on an automobile. In a human, this oxidative damage is aging. You know, when proteins are cross-linked, they become brittle. So instead of being pliable and, you know, like a twig that you can bend when it's still alive, once that twig dries out, if you bend it the same way, it breaks.
Okay.
So where am I getting with this?
This is the fountain of youth.
Yeah, okay, you can say that. What it does, it reverses the effects of oxidation equals reverses effects of aging.
Because if we don't have so much oxidation, we have vibrant cells, there's no reason why they would be any different at 50 than they were at 25.
Mm-hmm. It's not the chronological age, it's the biological age, right?
Right.
So if your cell is functioning as it was meant to function, which is at its beginning, you could go on indefinitely. And this is all predicated on removal of toxins. And because this fulvic acid is the tool that is required for removal of the toxins from the inside of the cell to the outside, and all of these minerals are required to be present there to facilitate all of this complicated transport mechanism. It is the tool of de-aging. Re-aging? No. Reversal of aging.
Returning to a youthful state.
Yeah. You may have heard the term ORAC, right?
No.
No? Not you?
Okay. Nope.
Some people measure, you know, like a lot of the sellers of new supplements tout their ORAC value, ORAC, which actually stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity.
Okay. So let's
break down this thing. The capacity, that means how much of it, absorbance, how much of it you can take away, oxygen radical, that, you know, the radical is the oxidating agent. Like, let's just say that, you know, a metabolite of some sort, like food, you know, pizza, whatever. That's an oxidating element. You need the oxidation in order to produce energy, but once the energy is taken, you need to now somehow reduce it down.
Okay.
And that's what vitamins do. You know, like vitamin C is an antioxidant. So now we're trying to define is what is the oxidative reduction capacity of whatever it is that we're ingesting. And so they're talking about, you know, 1 ounce of this is ORAC, you know, 300, 500, 1,000, 2,000, whatever.
So, right.
So this here, you know, this product from Director Labs has at least 1,500 ORAC score per ounce, which is great. Just really, really, really good. Like, for comparison, you know, like the great, like say the whole apple will have a capacity of about 4,000. Or a couple of blueberries will have capacity of about 9,000.
Wow.
So an ounce of this is 1,500, which, you know, it doesn't seem like, well, I should eat just blueberries and get more out of it. But you can't eat just blueberries.
Right. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
Cool.
So, anyways, go ahead.
I was going to say, as our cells become less toxic and they become healthier, then, of course, there's a lot of... You talked about, you know, sort of being younger, but there's a lot of other health benefits that come from that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
More energy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
more,
you
know, action.
You look at anything young. You know, look at kids. Look at young animals. You know, like they just jump around, bounce around. They're totally non-toxic. They're brand new. There's not a rust spot anywhere.
Mm.
And they have abundant energy. I mean, they just bounce around crazy. But as we get older and older, you know, it really gets rarer and rarer to see these, you know, older folks bounce around like the way young people do. I just tried to visualize this old folks' home with the wheelchairs and then trays and all of that, as these people push them around, all of a sudden leap into cartwheels and chasing each other and tickling each other and doing all the stuff that young ones do, huh?
Yep.
I mean, that's the contrast. So what do we say about this? We have this wonderful product. It's not cheap, but it is good. And every ounce of this goes a long, long, long way into taking you out of the range of illness into the range of health. So especially if you want to keep your kids well nourished, because these days it's pretty difficult for them to build a healthy body from the foods that they can get. Or if you have a person that's already mature and wants to, you know, replenish, rebuild, Intramax will do it.
Hmm.
I wonder if we should offer some kind of a promotion for people
to give it a try.
Give it a try.
Before we actually do that, Martin, I was just looking on another page on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, and there was a study that they did, and they had participants 19 to 51, two groups, a control group and a group that used the Intramax, and they did a whole bunch of testing and everything else, and the control group over the period, I just can't quite see how long the study was for, they basically consumed 1 ounce per day of Intramax. They engaged in exercising at a fitness center a minimum of 3 times a week using weight training, cardiovascular training, and stretching. And the control group, their body fat percentage went down 1.3% over the period of time. For the Intramax group, it went down 2.2%. So a little under...
Almost double, yeah.
Almost double. Their metabolic rate for the control group was 42 calories, and the metabolic rate for the Intramax group went up 56 calories, so they were burning off more calories. Body fat went down 1.7 pounds for group A, the control group, went down 2.6 pounds for the Intramax group.
So that's 50% increase.
Yeah, and that's the fat that went down. Lean muscle mass went up 1.15 pounds for the control group, 1.9 pounds for the Intramax group.
So that again is 50%. Yeah.
Yeah. And so 87% of the Intermax group reported more energy compared to 22% of group A that reported more energy.
Right.
And the women who took Intermax lost more body fat than the women who were in the control group. So that's, you know, that's pretty nice. 87% of the Intermax group reported more energy, strength, and stamina. 80% of the Intermax group liked the 100% natural peach mango flavor. So that
means it tastes good. I mean, I've used it. I have it here. It's good.
And 86% of the control group reported they would continue to use Intermax based on the study results. So,
yeah,
it makes a difference.
Right. Right. So there's the author's conclusion, whatever. Yeah, well, people can read it. It's on the website. It's under the Drucker Labs, and this is the Intermax studies.
Yeah, and you're also a big one on blood, and testing
right.
blood and looking at the blood, and because oftentimes people will say, well, whatever, yeah, show me, right? So just above that clinical study, they have a blood analysis, and they show how the blood is kind of clotting together, and you don't really see really nice blood cells before, and then after they take it, just 45 minutes after taking it, there's an amazing difference in the way the blood looks. Not so much clumping, and it looks, you know, really healthy as opposed to kind of icky.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, we talked about how the quality of your minerals or of your electrolytes dictates the quality of your cellular expression. And indeed, that there's the evidence right in front of you.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we gonna do for everybody listening, Martin?
I think we can offer a 10% discount. It's going to be a code called MAX 49. So if you're in the checkout, any products by Drucker Labs, and you're listening to this, you can purchase afterwards, and if in the checkout, you can redeem a coupon MAX 49. It'll give you a 10% discount.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right.
And so I'm setting it up right now.
I can hear you tapping away in the background. So head over to www.life-enthusiast.com, and if you go to brands, go to Drucker Labs, and then you'll see the related products, the IntraMin, the IntraMax, and the IntraKid, and give it a try.
Yes. Not just a try. Stay on it for a while.
Stay on it for a while. I'm sure you'll see a huge difference in the way you feel very quickly.
Right.
All right.
Well, that's pretty much all I've got for that.
So, Martin, if somebody wanted to talk to you more about Intramax and fulvic acid and all those sort of good things, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, here we are at 1-866-543-3388. And we're here 12 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. of the Pacific time. So that makes it 11 to 11 on the East Coast. Or just come to the website and do some reading. The website is www.life-enthusiast.com.
Cool. And if you want to listen to previous episodes of our show, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. There's well over 140 shows there. And all with chock-a-block full of interesting, practical information that can affect your health.
That's right.
So, Martin, the last word is yours. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time.
This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you so much for listening.